You're listening to SBS News.
On the streets of Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest city, delivery rider Luciano tells me the cost of living crisis here has forced him to resort to extreme measures, with days where he misses meals and nights where he sleeps on the street.
It is an invisible profession. No one knows what we suffer on the streets.
The 44-year-old says, lying on his back on the floor in a dark T-shirt and jeans, with his helmet resting on his chest.
Sleeping on the street is sleeping with fate. Even the dogs wee on us. I have been robbed, shot 3 times.
Luciano has been carrying out deliveries on his motorbike for more than 10 years, but says, despite now working an extra 4 hours every day, he still earns a quarter of what he used to before the COVID pandemic hit.
The cost of living has increased. I had never starved before the pandemic. Now I do. My biggest cost is my commute to work. It is 76 kilometers back and forth. So I either sleep on the street to save money or I starve.
He tells me that to make matters worse, the delivery apps have been reducing their fees.
Some deliveries pay only 450 reais. A biker's life is worth 450 reais.
That's less than a dollar. The delivery apps deny reducing the driver's fees. But for Luciano, the daily struggle is evident. Along with hundreds of others, he queues for hours every day at a charity soup kitchen. Despite being Brazil's richest city, homelessness in Sao Paulo has increased by 30% in the last year. Robson Cesar Correa de Mendoza is the president of an NGO in Brazil that helps the homeless in Sao Paulo.
So many families have started coming because they were unable to pay for the rent. We also have people who, in order to save money commuting, are also sleeping on the streets.
According to the Brazilian Research Network on Food Sovereignty, almost 60% of Brazil's population, that is 125 million people, are now unable to get 3 square meals a day. This is a major reversal to the gains made less than a decade ago when the UN removed Brazil from the world hunger map. But in the throes of an election, Brazil's cost of living crisis has become politicized by both sides. The current president, Jair Bolsonaro, has recently introduced a cap on fuel, as well as a monthly cash transfer to the lowest income families.
Yes, this helps, but the fuel cap will only last until the end of this political moment. It is governmental marketing to win over my vote and yours.
Luciano's motivation to survive and make whatever money he can is down to his son, who lives 3,000 kilometers away with his mother.
I haven't seen him in years. When I speak about my son, I get emotional. It hurts. Everything I do is for him. My dream is to see my son. I don't want money. I don't want anything. I would just like to hug my son again.
Until then, Luciano will have to continue working long hours and taking his chances on the streets.